Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
gonna put Strong God by Kirk Franklin.
Oh,
All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed that blessed music. Amen. Well, we got a caller here with his hands up already. Let's bring him on and see who we have. Area code 602. You're on.
Yeah, put me back on hold.
Put you back on hold?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Okay, he's back on hold. Well, whoever that was, I hope you're enjoying the show. Amen. All right, let's get into the message for tonight. Okay, and it's taken it from Exodus chapter 7. It's the plagues of judgment, part 1. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them." And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So they did. And Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Show a miracle for yourself,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent.'" So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in a like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. And the rod which was turned into a serpent, you shall take in your hand. And you shall say to him, 'The Lord God of Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness.' But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, 'By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are the river with the rod that is in my hand, and it shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die, the river shall stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river.' And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the streams, over the rivers, over their ponds, and over all the pools of water, that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone.' And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river, so there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither was his heart moved by this. So all the Egyptians dug all over the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. And 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river. And the Lord spoke to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedroom, on your bed, into the houses of your servants, on your people, into your ovens, and into your kneading bowls. And the frogs shall come up on you, on your people, and all your servants. And the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go. They may sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your servants, and for your people to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, they will remain in the river only. So he said, tomorrow, and he said, let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God, and the frogs shall depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, and from your people, and they shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. So the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards, out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them. Again, as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the lands, and then become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and then became lice on man and beast, and all the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast, and the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and say to him, just say to the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, and on your people and into your houses. And the house of Jesus shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, and no swarms of flies shall be there. In order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land, I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow signs shall be, and the Lord did so. Six swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into the servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. But Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Amen. All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's Bible reading, as I brought it to you straight from the Bible. And we will continue on with more Bible lessons in the future. Amen. Alrighty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord God to be your Savior, okay, you can do so right now. You can accept Jesus Christ to be in your heart. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior tonight. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some more great gospel music here. Let's play Cry.
It's like the world cries any time that you're happy. Well, cry on, cry on. It's like the time flies any time that you're with me. Well, fly on, let it run. Like something comes up anytime that you want me. Hold on, let them hold a while. It's like the world cries anytime I get free. I wanna be more low, be honest, we'll be close to the God. I wanna be more low, be honest, we'll be close to the God. Yeah, life is so lonely and now more lonely at heart. Living so low and they go close your heart. I wanna be more low, be honest, we'll be close to the God. I wanna be more low, be honest, we'll be close to the God. Yeah, life is so lonely and now more lonely at heart. I'ma show you now I'm in love with you. I've been looking around when it might be. I'm ready to be
like you,
be like you. Calling 911, take my life blue. They looking around and it might be me. I just have to be.
Not too bad. Been through a lot
the last couple years with my kidneys and my health and women problems and all kinds of other things that you deal with in life. But, you know, I'm still here, and, you know, I'm doing okay. I appreciate you asking, my man. Has anybody else called in tonight, or am I the only one?
Well, there was one person from 602, but he told me to put him back on hold. Okay,
oh,
so far.
Oh, he just listening then. Okay, well, yeah. I know. Do you have any other callers, brother?
I have all the callers, but they haven't pressed the one key as of yet. So as soon as they press the one key, I'll bring them on.
All right, brother.
Well, we got another
how's everything
here? 411, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Everywhere I go, I see black people walking around talking to themselves. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is there something in their brain? Or are they talking to a black person in a different city somewhere walking down the street?
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Well, have you not seen this before?
No, I personally haven't seen it.
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but I was listening to your reading the Bible. It kind of sounds like Mother Goose. I'm beginning not to believe any of that stuff.
Why is that?
Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it?
I think it actually happened. I don't think it was a fairy tale. I think the Bible is a very good record of things that went on in the past.
So is there any proof that any of that happened?
Well, they say they had some proof, okay, according to archaeologists.
Like what?
Things like that.
Like what?
I don't really know. I just heard that they had some proof, according to archaeologists, that they had proof.
Kenny, you don't need to explain nothing, man. If he ain't a believer, he ain't a believer. That's it's simple. Keep it moving.
All righty. Well, we got another caller here from 111. Let's bring him on and see what you guys say. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, Ken, that's possibly a retarded caller, so I would not take into account what he's saying. If the Bible says Jonah was swallowed by a whale, then that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. That's all I'm going to say.
Amen. Amen.
Kenny, why do you think that there's so many autistic people that call your show, brother?
I don't know. I have no earthly clue. But, you know, there's people out there that, you know, that they're skeptical about things, okay? And so I guess they would want to call in and try to maybe clarify themselves or be clarified by what the teachings say in the Bible.
No, I mean, I get that, Kenny. I didn't really understand a word of what that person was saying. It was...
It sounded like Grover. His voice was off.
I mean, it sounded like a white. It sounded like a white version of Grover, and I was very confused, Kenneth. I wasn't trying to be mean, but like if you call in with kind of a set opinion, then you know we ain't changing it. You think what you want to think, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and we keep it moving. And now we got Brother Longfeather on the line. Much better caller.
Yes. So how you doing, Johnny?
Well, I'm okay. I was talking to you earlier on Tit Score, and you were talking about how you chatted with Tabitha, your was she stepdaughter, daughter-in-law, or wait a minute, no, it's not daughter-in-law. What would you call stepdaughter? So why don't you tell the listeners about the situation there?
That's probably too private, though.
More between us, Johnny. Okay, between the, you know, the Discord people.
That's family. You wouldn't want any LeBron stories out there, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true.
You don't want any of the secrets of him doing the, you know, the Euro step. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that getting out.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to find out he's black. Oh, whoops.
I think they know now, brother.
Well, spilled the beans. Catch out of the bag.
I have a question for you, brother. Do you think it's, would you be embarrassed to be seen with a black man with a Jerry curl in the year 2023? Because I want to tell you right now, I am rocking a curl, brother. I've let it grow
out.
I got this new hair stuff. Do you remember Soul Glow?
Yeah.
It's like Soul Glow, brother. I mean, the drip is immaculate, but it don't get wet. It's not even wet, brother. So I got this this new hair. Yeah, I got this. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going back to 1982. And so it's an old leaf, but a new leaf at the same time. And I just was wondering, you know, I don't see many Jerry curls around, Florida. And, I don't see many Jerry curls anywhere. And I was just wondering, I wanted to get a white man's opinion on it. I'm sure Johnny, being an aficionado of African-American hairdos, will have a very, very interesting opinion about this. So I want to ask Johnny, do you think it's okay for a brother like me to rock a curl in the year 2023?
Only if you want to look like a freak. And plus, I heard from Jesco years ago that black people don't have hair, they have fur.
That's some real disrespectful shit. I would expect nothing less from Jesco White. He hates the brothers. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. I got along with him, for the most part. But at the end of the day, you know, I was just a nigga to him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I was living in his area, he'd burn a cross in my lawn, brother. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. I don't have fur, per se. I'm not very hairy, if you will, like a lot of brothers are. But I do think, you know, sometimes it looks corny at first, the style, right, because you're different, but then you bring it back, and then you're the cool motherfucker. That's who I'm trying to be. I'm trying to bring it back.
Okay. Myself, personally, I like a Jerry curl. I think it's really cool.
Kenny, I would pay you $1,000 to rock a Jerry curl.
Well, I couldn't rock a Jerry curl. I couldn't. Okay, I just don't have the hair for it.
What about
that's
Tony
true.
Farrar? Put Farrar on. Have Farrar wear it.
No. I think Jerry curls are particular people. Okay.
Well, Kenny, I have seen some Dominican brothers with a curl. I have seen that. Sammy Sosa, the baseball player back in the late 80s when he first came up, he rocked a Jerry curl.
He's black.
Yeah?
Nah, man, he ain't black, Johnny. He's Dominican, brother.
That's half black.
He's from San Pedro de Macorís.
That's half black, then.
Hold on, I'm going to look this shit up right now, Johnny. Is Sammy Sosa a nigger?
Put that in your Google.
I'm doing it right now, brother, on the phone. Hold on.
Too slow. You need a better connection. Get you that 5G, not that 3G.
Wow.
What does it say?
Just says he's Dominican. It don't say he said it bleached his skin. Now he's a white man.
Nah, he's half black. Any Spanish-speaking people are half black. Mexicans, Guatemalans, Cubans like Ken.
Hmm.
Puerto Ricans.
Oh, my God. He looked like a vampire in this picture. I'm going to send it to you, Johnny. This is insane, man. He looked like a goddamn... Oh, excuse my language. He looked like a vampire.
Nope, no vampire
picture,
Johnny.
You see that?
Yeah, he looks like a vampire.
He got a widow's peak and everything, man. He a white man. That's some weird shit. Kenny, anybody else calling, man? Or is this just a Johnny and DC 2 show, brother?
Is that disabled,
Johnny?
Johnny?
Do show me.
What about that disabled man?
Not...
There's a disabled guy that called earlier, Lamental, one of the mental guys. Is he still there? I want to ask him a question.
According to this, his hand's up. He's still in the red, so he should be on.
All right. Maybe he's masturbating. I forgot.
That was quick. I was hoping Kent would call in. He sent me a message, and he asked me if you were taking calls, and I said, yes, brother, he's taking calls, and then he didn't call.
Well,
he
earlier, but he didn't press the one key. Okay, he's not in the queue now.
He probably went to
Kent?
Go bang charm.
Or the retarded guy.
Yeah. Kent.
Kent.
Oh, he gone now?
He had to bang his wife.
Yeah. He called in and he didn't press the one key and then he hung up.
I bet Charm put a big ass obese foot on him.
Charm has kids. Kent probably had some kinfolk come over because Charm has kids. But they're old kids.
How's Farrah doing, Kenny? Is Farrah okay?
Yeah, he's okay. His blood pressure went up really high Tuesday because his doctor took off one of his medications. Okay, so...
That actually happened to my dad one time. It was very scary. It was like over 200 and something, over 150 or something, man. It was pretty scary. They never did figure out what happened to him. So,
is your dad called
DC-1? Nah, brother, nah. He not
That's
called DC one. He just the Don, baby.
Oh.
He the Don. Kenny, I wonder what's happening. Why is nobody I was in the chat earlier. There's only like four or five peoples in there, man.
Yeah,
well, Mike he's busy. A lot of these people are busy. Gavin Moorhead.
I saw Bruce in there. Maybe Bruce can call in or Barry. I don't. What name does he go by? I don't want to be
Turd
wrong
Ferguson.
On the name.
Turd Ferguson. Turd Gunderson. Ted Gunderson.
I don't think he's ever called in.
No, he's never called in.
Is Ashley still in there? Can Ashley call?
Yeah, she says she's gonna call in. She says, "Give me a bit, and I'll call in."
Okay. Amen.
She's got to hook up. She's got to rig up her gizmos to allow her to talk.
Amen,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
Instead of just calling and talking, Ashley has to take various pieces of equipment and chain them together and hook them up and then test them. It's very complicated. You think she would
Mike
just call?
Oh, Mike isn't here. I hope Mike calls in. I haven't talked to Mike in a while.
Probably been weightlifting. Or they got hurt. He got hurt weightlifting. Blew out his taint.
Oh, that's Never heard of that injury before.
Well, it happens in the NFL sometimes, a taint injury. Last guy to have it in the NFL was named Michael Sam.
Oh, no, there's another brother that plays defensive end, I think, for the Buccaneers. His name is Carl Nassib. I think he actually had that a problem, too.
Yeah. Oddly enough, it's both of the gay NFL players. They
tore
the taint.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a connection.
It could have been the probing in the rectum.
Kenny, have you ever injured your taint, brother?
No.
Well, that's good.
What about for our...
That...
No, not that I know of.
What about Victor?
No.
Oh,
looks like we got Ashley here. Let me bring Ashley on. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Hi. Can you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got to... Hello. Okay, let me explain what happened last night. So my laptop's internal mic... The unmute button on it wouldn't work, so I had to try to get a headset, but and then eventually I got it working. I'm not having any problems tonight, so yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, Ashley, that you can call in. Have you seen any new trains lately?
I've heard some, but I haven't seen any.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, usually you see the trains. Grover doesn't see the train until it's too late, and it's already run over his pants. So
he called in yesterday.
But he didn't see it. I heard he called in.
Yeah, he did. Grover called.
He was a hot
mess.
Sure,
he went back to Mexico. He went back to Mexico, which is kind of dumb because I helped arrange that deal. But he went back down there, and I don't know. I mean, I drained his balls. I gave him the money, and then Johnny, he didn't like hearing about that.
Oh, gross. Grover's going to be in love, man.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, my question is, where is Dexter? He's probably completely just devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, because I got text message from him, and he said that Grover went missing again, and then he showed up on here. Well, he's not in Mexico now. He's at when he called in last night, he was at the Haven for Hope.
Why does he like that place so much? It's a fucking homeless shelter. Why would you rather stay at a homeless shelter than with your family? I don't get it. I don't understand it. The man's had COVID 96 times. I don't understand him.
He wanted to go to Ken's house, but Ken would not clean out the garage.
Well, they've got a real hard and fast no niggas allowed rule, so I don't think that's going to change, Johnny.
Oh, that's awful.
I don't like it either, but that's the rules, man.
Amen.
Them's the rules.
Amen.
I mean, why you got to go to stay in a garage? I mean, I don't get that at all. I mean... Anybody willing to sleep in my garage, brother or not, can sleep in my garage, man. It ain't nice. There's shit everywhere in my garage. Not literally, but, I mean, right now I got a masturbation hut in there. It is ridiculous that man sent that to me. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to get rid of it. I can't sell it. Nobody want it. I can't give that thing away.
Wow, you
could
give away
something
a masturbation
else.
Hut?
The thing has rims on it. There's a blow-up doll. I mean, Tony is a weird guy, man. He's a very strange individual.
He's fat.
And he is very fat.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got Pastor Kent calling in here. Let me bring
Hello.
Him on. Pastor Kent. Hello, Pastor Kent.
Hello.
Hello.
Jesus. Is that Ken?
Kenny.
Oh.
This.
What? How you doing, Pastor Ken?
This is Dr. Reverend Rabbi Dean ENT Drywaller Taper Economist Elementary School Teacher Elevator Installer Repairer Engineer Exercise Physiologist Farmer Rancher Agricultural Manager Bio Clerk Financial Clerk Fire Inspector Firefighter Flight Attendant Kent Douglas Hopper. How are you, my son?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm just here at the library reading
the bathtub?
A book.
I hear water.
That is the water feature of that I have here in my library at my house. I have a big house with library and water feature.
Oh, okay. Is it like a jacuzzi in the library?
It is like a waterfall, and
oh.
The water comes from the rocks, and I watch it, and it's tranquil, and I make love to several women that have delicious vaginas.
Oh,
are you jealous, Kenny?
Scandalous.
How jealous are you, Kenny?
I'm not jealous at all.
And this water feature has another feature. I can make the waterfall go really fast. Listen.
Oh.
That's a shitter.
No, it is a water feature. That is how the water falls.
I think it's a toilet, but okay.
I got a waterfall in my house too, brother. Actually, two of them.
Oh, to be young again, Kenny.
Kenny, you should go like diving or something together, like on the off cliff diving or something, because I know Kent loves that. He was a
Musk
champion diver.
Musk diver.
That too.
Ugh.
What was that old saying, Kent, that you had about Kenny? You used to say to Kenny, you could lead a whole, what was the saying? Do you remember the saying, Kent?
You can lead a horse to water from fucking it.
Oh.
But we're friends now. Kenny and I don't insult each other anymore or take jabs. Like before, when I was shitting in diaper, I would say I was taking a Kenny.
Oh.
But I don't say that anymore. Because Kenny is my brother.
Oh.
Amen.
Kenny, Kenny, I have to say, it is a beautiful thing to hear you and Kent getting along so well on the show. It's been a while for that, and it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear Kent being so respectful. He's a man of many talents. He's a wordsmith. He is a mentor. He's also a philanthropist, an anthropologist, a few other things, but he is my friend, and that is the most important thing. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you're out there and you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Push the one key and I will bring you on. Amen.
Amen.
Ken, do you have a car? Do you drive?
No, I don't drive.
You just get a ride wherever you need to go?
Yeah.
When's the last time you drove?
Oh, it's been a while.
No, how long?
Oh, a couple years.
Well, it's saving you money.
It's...
Yeah.
It's Ken...
Insurance I ain't paying, gas I ain't paying. Yeah.
Amen.
Is Kent still on the line, Kenny? I would have wanted to ask him a question.
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Go ahead, my son.
I was wondering if you still lived in that palatial mansion that you had in Nova Scotia. I think it was Nova Scotia. I forget exactly what part of Canada, but do you still have that place? Because I remember you really did a number on the you were betting for a while. You won a lot of money. I know Jesco had helped you win a lot of money, and I remember you purchased a mansion, but I wasn't sure if you were able to continue to live there. Are you still living in that wonderful mansion that you purchased?
It is still one of my properties, my son,
oh,
that I have here in Canada and abroad in Manitoba.
Amen, brother.
What about Pugwash?
I have a property there, too. It is a rental, but I rent it. But it is my property.
Amen.
I also have a beach house in Florida, in Tallahassee.
Also, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was told, and this is, I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but I might as well ask, I mean, since I got you here, I was told that you also have an igloo in Alaska, brother. Is that true? Do you have and you also have like an Alaskan wife that when you go up there you stay with in the igloo? Is that true or is that right. Oh.
That is not a rumor. And the reason I got that Eskimo wife is because she gives Eskimo kisses to my penis like Kenny used to do back in the day. And it was very lovely. You don't know what it's like.
Well, I've heard Kenny's broke down a blowjob live on the air before, so I'm not going to doubt his skills. Kenny, I did not know you filleted Kent. That is that's news, brother. Was it hard taking that huge penis? I mean, that seems like a lot of dick for a mouth, brother.
I didn't do it.
Oh, well, I thought that's what. I'm confused, Kenny.
Oh, he definitely did it, my son. But I guarantee you that Tony F. is around the corner
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Okay, I got you, Kenny. Oh. Wink, wink. I got you, brother. I got it.
Okay, well,
you're on.
You don't want to admit to it.
Deny,
I understand.
Deny.
I got you, Kenny.
Assalamu alaikum, Osama.
Hey, what's up, Hassan?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
How are you doing for the holiday?
Oh.
Bye.
Goodbye, hey. Brother.
What are you doing for the holiday?
What holiday?
It's Whopper Wednesday.
Oh.
I ain't doing anything.
What did you do yesterday for Taco Tuesday?
Nothing.
Very eventful. I am driving back from Kickapoo.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. Buying fireworks. I am going to a homeless shelter, and I'm going to light it up.
Antonio?
Oh.
That's wonderful.
I will send all the people there to Jenna so they can have 72 virgins.
I just want one, brother.
Jenny, what would you do with 72 virgins?
I have fun.
With all of them?
Yes.
Kenny, for what would your ass if you did that?
I would probably only have fun with 60 and then kick the shit out of the other 12. Some of them have to be dogs, right, Kenny?
I wouldn't know. Okay, but probably.
Ken.
They can't all be tens.
Ken makes voodoo. Is doo-doo.
Yes,
and
I heard someone make doo-doo and voodoo at the masjid. Was it you, Kenny?
No, it wasn't me.
Someone took a big dump. Like Satan has gone there and took in a big dump. Terrible.
Gross.
Hold on, I have all these fireworks in my car. The police are driving by. They don't like us,
Talhead. Dude.
You know how it is, Kenny, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been stopped for being a Muslim yet?
No, not yet.
Yes. Kenny's a Muslim that's Jewish with a white supremacist tattoo.
A white supremacist tattoo?
Yeah, Kenny, what do you... Yeah, he got the swastika, yeah.
Ken, you had a swastika?
Yes.
Yeah.
On your forehead?
No, not on my forehead. No.
On his foreskin.
That was called...
Come on, Ken.
Where did you have the swastika?
On my arm. Okay. Actually, shoulder.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Wild. I appreciate you more now. What does, for Tata, think about that.
He doesn't.
Wow. Must be a big hit at Cornhole Nation, huh?
Yeah.
Between you and me, shouldn't you just have a pink triangle? Why the swastika?
I had that put on years ago, many, many years ago.
Why? His boyfriend in jail did it, I think. Right, Kenny?
What?
Didn't your boyfriend in jail do it or something like that?
I didn't have a boyfriend in jail.
What? Really?
Yeah,
maybe he did it because... Maybe the tattoo was cheaper than the other tattoos. Your inner Jew took over.
A lot of my tattoos I've got done for free.
Well, of course you got that one done for free. Your boyfriend did it for you. Kenny, we in the circle of trust, baby. Come on now.
As the saying goes, who did you blow to get the tattoo?
I didn't blow anybody.
Okay, Kenny. Whatever you say, brother.
Bye. Kenny, I'm about to go in back inside the store. Do you need any fireworks?
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
What about nigger chasers?
Oh.
Oh.
You have enough of those?
I don't need anything.
All right, they'll be back in 2 minutes.
Ain't gonna end the show.
Okay,
he's gone in to buy fireworks. All right.
I've got a feeling he's going to... That homeless shelter he's talking about is Haven for Hope.
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Amen, Kenny. Did Johnny hang up?
No.
No.
Are you just falling asleep over there, Gramps?
No. I was just in shock over these N-word chasers.
Definitely a Jesco fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy would have got along great with Jesco.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I miss Jesco.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, I think Jesco hated you.
Oh, no,
shit.
He didn't.
Jeez.
Osama, story about where you got the swastika.
I got it in a tattoo shop.
How much did you pay for it?
I didn't pay anything for it. I got it for free.
Coke.
Did they tattoo you that because you are a Jew?
No.
Let me know next time when the free swastika day is. I could use a couple.
Okay.
Voodoo, doo-doo.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless. Give a shout-out to...
Oh, wait. I got a question.
Oh.
So, I actually wanted to talk this about Tony, but he's not doing the show, but, me and Gretchen have been having problems lately. We're thinking about going on a movie date, but we can't agree what movie you want to see. She wants to see Oppenheimer, and I want to see Barbie. So I was wondering if any of you guys could help me out here.
Behind the green door.
The green door. Okay.
That's
Kenny, you know that movie, right?
No.
What?
Mitchell Brothers Theater, San Francisco.
70.
I believe the second most popular porn in history.
The first one was I Kiss with Dicks.
I don't watch
Deep
porn.
Throat is the first. You like Deep
James
Throat,
Goldberg.
Don't you?
Yeah, he had it in his shop in Havelock.
Ken, you sold Deep Throat?
No, I didn't sell Deep Throat.
Did you watch Deep Throat?
No.
I take it you don't give such a great blowjob then.
Oh, I get a wonderful blowjob. Okay.
Hold on,
well,
let me take out my airstick bag.
One from Alabama.
Wait.
And it's Ken Pope. Okay. Give a shout out to Mike Hunt. Okay. ZZ2. Johnny Longfeather. Ashley. Tony Farrar. Hassan. God bless you all. Okay.
Blow Tony Farrar while you're on the phone. Let me hear.
And give another show tomorrow night.
Question.
At 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope to see you all there. Good night.
Okay.